This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio. By the way, don't forget Moss Nissan, the brand new store, North Florida Avenue, Tampa, and great radio stations across the country are carrying our show right now, as well as in the Caribbean. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And please don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there for all the different things that we have to offer over there. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Mr. Steve Scalise yesterday was in that group of 24 congressmen that went to visit Mr. Schiff. And Steve Scalise said, the fact that Adam Schiff won't even let the press in, you can't even go in and see what's going on in that room. He also said voting members of Congress are being denied access from being able to see what's happening behind these closed doors when they're trying to impeach the President of the United States with a one-sided set of rules. They call the witnesses, they set the rules, they do what they want. Are they trying to impeach the president right now, or is this something different, maybe like an inquiry like we talked about?
Well, it's clearly an inquiry, okay? And they're trying to build a case. What they've done is they've formed a conclusion. And the conclusion is quid pro quo. In a conversation that Trump had with Zelensky of Ukraine, okay? So they're trying to build a case to that there was a quid pro quo. And this is why we have this cockamamie whistleblower with this, formal complaint and, this whistleblower met with Adam Schiff and, Adam Schiff wasn't, upfront about that one either. But look, I keep hearing, and even the Republicans are, sometimes they're just as bad as the Democrats, but the Republicans are out there saying, some of the right things and many of the right things. And they're impeaching a president and he's not allowed to face his accuser. Well, Trump hasn't been legally accused yet. I mean, in other words, there is not an indictment. There's not a crime or some kind of civil action or an impeachment operation going on in the House right now. This is purely investigative. And what the Republicans are really complaining about is that those that are allowed to be in these testimonies because they sit on the Intelligence Committee, let's say John Ratcliffe of Texas, once that interrogatory is completed with a witness, those Republicans are not even allowed to have a copy of the testimonies or the audio tapes.
Nope.
That's a problem.
Yep.
Now, they can go look at certain things, but they have to have a proctor, a Democrat-assigned proctor to hold their hand if they want to go review something, if they're allowed to review it in the first place. Therein lies the complaint. Now, the House is not impeaching, because remember, Pelosi she's not bringing it to the floor for a vote to impeach. Why? Because we're still in the inquiry phase. So there is no facing the accuser just yet, because even in all of these testimonies, including this Kat Taylor, who gave testimony day before yesterday about his concerns with Ukraine, a lot of his testimony was third and fourth hand. He wasn't
hearsay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, he was talking to a lot of people, and
yep.
a lot of people weren't giving him, true evidence. Like, here's
yep.
a signed purchase order for military aid. He wasn't saying, here's the call to action. Here's the written document. Here's the blah, blah, blah. He's in conference calls. He's asked these questions. This,
mm-hmm.
And the answers that he's getting are just kind of, I think so's, and, so. We don't have tangible evidence that is part of this inquiry builds a case
mm-hmm.
That the Intelligence Committee can take it back over to Judiciary, which is where impeachment proceedings actually have to be, and then once that passes out of there, it goes to the full House. We're not there yet. Now, are we going to get there? My answer to that is I don't think so. Although a lot of lawyers think that, yeah, at some point Pelosi's going to bring this with whatever evidence that Schiff and Crowd gather, will bring it to a full vote on the House floor, and they will impeach him in the House, and then it has to move to the Senate. Now, the Senate Majority Leader, which is Mitch McConnell, says if the House does this, and they pass it over to the Senate for the full hearing, he would take it up. Now, what does that mean? We don't really know that yet, because in the Senate, it goes to the Judiciary as well. Well, the Judiciary Committee in the Senate is run by Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey Graham is saying, whoa. I think he releases a document today that says, okay, even if the House passes the vote on impeachment, it doesn't mean it's going to get any traction in the Senate coming out of Judiciary.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're not done with this yet. I'm telling you, this is unbelievable what's going on here. But again, a lot of people don't quite understand what's going on, which is what we're trying to take the time and give back to you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is being brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Go on over to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. On the right tab, there'll be a USCCA red, white, and blue logo. Click on that logo, and down will come a screen saying, do you want to enter in today's free gun giveaway? And if you want to win a gun, you do that. You sign up and get yourself registered. And then after you're done with that, take a look at becoming a member, because there's three different levels of membership. And if you decide to become a member of the USCCA, you will get $472 worth of free stuff from them, some really good gear and some great training stuff as well, and some great discounts there too you get through that organization. Not only for hunting, but for fishing, for ammunition, for guns, for camping, anything that's outdoors, they have all of that. And that great award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, and you'll get a great charge and a kick out of being able to read that. A lot of great stories in there, too, if you want to know about guns or want to know the true story about all the legislation that's floating around. So that's the USCCA logo link on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and welcome aboard if you become a member. I'd love to have you as a fellow member. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again, and let's finish up our discussion here, because, again, I've had two questions here. What do you mean it's not an impeachment? It sure sounds like they're trying to impeach it, impeach people, and that's coming from Woody, and Woody is in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, it does sound like impeachment, but we're not in that process. As long as they're still having witnesses come in and give testimony, we're in the investigation stage. And these witnesses, interestingly enough, are not giving enough evidence to prove that there was a quid pro quo. Now, so here's the fascinating thing that somehow gotten forgotten in all of this. Prior to the phone call between Trump and Zelensky of Ukraine, remember that the House was working on impeachment inquiry for other high crimes and misdemeanors that they were accusing Trump of doing. One of them was emoluments. Well, that's all off the table, fascinatingly enough, and now that they're just dealing with the quid pro quo. Well, we haven't proven that there is a quid pro quo.
Nope.
And they're trying to do that, but these witnesses are not giving in their testimonies indisputable evidence that there was one. So
right.
Is this ever going to get anywhere in the Intelligence Committee? Personally, I say no. But I'm not a lawyer. I don't know Nancy Pelosi's political machinery here on what she plans to do. I don't think anybody does. But what is happening is we are now being forced to accept all things impeachment in the House in media. Media is telling, you know, you got Rachel Maddow saying this, you got MSNBC saying that, you got, you know, Tucker Carlson saying this, you got CNN saying something else. So there are no rules. There is no procedure. There is none of this except Adam Schiff is sending out all kinds of letters to appear or subpoenas to appear just for hearings. And that's and again, they are closed hearings. And it comes down again back to this cockamamie whistleblower. So we're not quite there yet. Now, we are told this is going to happen by Thanksgiving. Do you think it's all going to happen by Thanksgiving, that they're going to actually pull the trigger on impeachment in the House? I say no.
I doubt it. I doubt it seriously.
Right. All right. So I hope that helps people understand. We're doing inquiry right now, which means they're trying to build a case to move forward with impeachment.
Well, Alan,
the case is falling apart.
Alan Nebraska's chiming in. He's saying another reason why Nancy hasn't brought it to a vote is due to due to too many that are up for re-election, and a vote for
35.
Impeachment. Yeah, and a vote for
he's
impeachment
right.
would tank their chances.
He's exactly right. There's 35 of them, contested districts. Yeah, that's precisely right.
Now, I hope that solved everybody's questions, because I literally had 100 questions yesterday about this. You know, and I said, we'll answer the question tonight, and we did, and I hope everybody's happy with that.
It's a tough one. I mean, well, this is something that we as a nation have not really gone through in full process, except for Clinton. And interestingly enough, the Clinton thing was done when Newt Gingrich was Speaker.
That's right.
But here's the fascinating thing. A former U.S. attorney and then congressman, Bob Barr, out of Georgia, was the one who actually designed the procedures and the rules for impeachment of Bill Clinton that he gave to Newt Gingrich to say, this is how we're going to do this. Okay? We don't have anybody doing that right now, and that's what the Republicans are screaming about. We don't have a procedure, and we don't have any rules.
All right, well, hold that thought, because we have our favorite nighttime caller. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. What is your question for Denise?
Why can't they just call her on procedure? If this inquiry is not according to the normal procedures and stuff, then just because the Democrats have the majority doesn't mean that they can just totally disregard procedure, can they?
I will answer that question. To that, I say yes, they own the football.
Well, again, there is no procedure in an inquiry phase. So typically, Schiff, while we don't like what he's doing because it's shady, he can do what he wants.
Yeah.
As long as Nancy Pelosi allows him to do it. So, what the Republicans are saying, and because of this alleged you know, barging in on the skiff yesterday. Which mm-hmm. They didn't barge in. I don't know if you watched the video. They didn't barge in at all. But anyway, right. They walked in for sure. But anyway, what they're basically saying is Pelosi and Schiff, what are you guys doing? I mean, why are you making this so one-sided and eliminating, interestingly enough, coming out of the Scalise office,
mm-hmm.
The Republicans who represent X number of million of voters. So, so if you've got the Jim Jordans and the Meadows and all of these Republicans in Congress that represent a number of districts across the United States,
mm-hmm.
The people in those districts are going, hey, what are we doing? And the Republicans can't tell them because Pelosi's not being forthcoming on any of this.
Yep. Now, let's talk about the president, because in a major address yesterday, President Trump said that Turkey had agreed to turn their recent ceasefire along the Syrian border into a permanent agreement. And as a result, the U.S. Treasury had lifted all of its recently imposed sanctions on Turkey, which will open up the $100 million steel deal that they had with the U.S. again for them to go ahead and buy the steel U.S. from Turkey.
Right. So, the big question is, will the ceasefire hold?
Mm-hmm.
On paper and in words, it says yes, but that doesn't mean at the front lines it will happen. Ceasefires, especially in Syria,
mm-hmm.
have a history of not holding. So, now, I asked you a question yesterday, and I think it's a consequence that we necessarily need to understand is, because of the ceasefire and because of Turkey and because of the sanctions and because of the embargoes and all these other kinds of things, Trump was essentially saying, we're finished with Syria, okay? We handed it over. Russia, Turkey, and Assad, you own this.
Yep.
But you got to throw in Iraq and you got to go throw in Iran, too. Now, in a month from now or 6 months from now, will Syria, Iraq, Russia... will they be through with the United States? Because what's going to happen now is those rogue countries are all together,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to end up controlling the Mediterranean.
Yep, they are. You're absolutely right, which is why Russia has that big base there in Syria right now for their ships. And
that's right.
The only thing is Iran, okay? Iran is not going to invade or send their troops, I don't believe, because they'd have to send, 75 or 100,000 troops, let's say, across Iraq to get to Syria to try to secure anything there, like the oil fields. They're not going to do that, I don't believe, Iran.
Okay, well, wait. Iran's already in Syria.
Yeah, but not with that
many. Well, they don't need it. They don't need 100,000 troops. They don't need it. You send in Hezbollah through the land bridge, and they can do anything they want with those oil fields.
Yeah, because I think they got about 30 or 40,000. Okay, we got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll still be talking about this.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, and I'll be right back with more. Our next military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans disrupted a closed-door session where members investigating the president were hearing from a senior Defense Department official. The group was led by number two House Republican, Steve Scalise.
Adam Schiff is running a Soviet-style process behind closed doors where he's trying to impeach a president of the United States in secret. That's not how it should be done.
Pentagon official Laura Cooper was supposed to be deposed by the three committees setting up the impeachment inquiry. But House Republicans, who say they're increasingly upset about what they say is a lack of transparency, stormed the meeting, forcing the deposition to be postponed for hours as the room was cleared and reswept by security. Democrats say the GOP is making a mountain out of a molehill. They say this is just the investigative and private process and that public hearings on the matter are still to come. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. With two locations to serve you, go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out more and ask to take the tour. Find out what they're all about, two locations to better serve you. Phone number 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade, and you're graduating from that trade school, the BOCES or VOTEX, whatever they call them. Now, in most cases, that won't pay you as much as you think, because you're going to start out as an apprentice, or you're going to start out as what we call an 80 percenter. So if you're getting $12 an hour to start, you're going to get $9.60 as an 80 percenter. If you're getting $15, you're going to get $12 as an 80 percenter, and so on and so on. Now, I can help you get started with a job that'll pay you $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat, and away you go. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, the website, naa.edu, will tell you all you need to know. They have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And if you want to start out a great career with a tremendous opportunity for advancement and pay raises along the way, you will start at $50,000 to $60,000 a year your first year right off the bat. You want to work, you can make a lot more than that. So give them a call, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour or check them out online, National Aviation Academy, naa.edu. Remember, always tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you the white gloves treatment. The website again, naa.edu, or give them a call. Ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, remember that West Point cadet they were looking for? We had his name yesterday. Kade Carita, 20 years old. I'm not sure if that's Spanish or Latino or what type of name that is or if it's something different. But he was missing, and so was an M4 rifle. And 5 days later, with about 130 soldiers from a military police unit that arrived to assist, they found his body, found him dead, don't know why, don't know how, but there will be an investigation into that. And by the way, newly promoted staff sergeants may stay with their formations longer to better develop them into a mid-level non-commissioned officer as the Sergeant Major of the Army's Senior Enlisted Council looks for ways to build NCOs with experience. That's a good idea, in my humble opinion. By the way, the Army will deploy the Israeli-made tank protection system in Europe next year. The Army received the Israeli-made system that protects tanks from anti-armor missiles and will test it next year for the first time during the Defender Europe exercises. We'll see how that works out. Israel's been very successful with their adaptation of it. Also, the Puget Sound Naval Shipyard has settled a retaliation lawsuit. The Naval Shipyard in Washington State settled a case with an employee over claims of sexual harassment and retaliation. And oceans cover nearly three-quarters of the Earth, and it's getting crowded out there in the water now as competing for space in the increasingly crowded ocean with a Navy over here and a Navy over there, and maybe it's not your Navy, and it's somebody else's Navy. It's getting very, very crowded. By the way, the USS Gerald R. Ford, their big fancy aircraft carrier, the new one, may not be ready to deploy until 2024 with a third weapons elevator now being recertified. Wow. The Navy's persistent problems with generating deployable carriers from the East Coast is continuing. Well, the Air Force has activated a formal training unit for Tactical Air Control Party airmen at the Medina Annex of Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas. And hello, San Antonio, and everybody listening to us on 930, the answer. There we go, 930, the answer. Down there, our Salem affiliate in San Antonio. Also, Airbus has developed changes to the software that controls the A330 tanker boom, specifically for mid-air refueling of the Boeing F-15 Eagle. And service members of any rank in the Army or Air Force National Guard and U.S. Army Reserve and U.S. Air Force Reserve component can now purchase their uniforms online via an internet website, shopmyexchange.com. Also, a squadron of RQ-4s, the Global Hawks, have returned to Anderson Air Force Base in Guam. They were deployed originally to Yokota Air Force Base in Japan during the peak typhoon season last year. They've returned home now. The Marines, with their hog tying of the ad they've got in the Times Square area of President Trump hog-tying somebody, a clothing company, has put up a billboard in New York City Times Square that depicts President Donald Trump being hog-tied by a woman clad in athletic wear. That's coming down, that billboard. Too many complaints. By the way, there was a horrible accident yesterday, 29 Palms Highway in California, involving three Marines. One Marine was killed, two Marines were injured in a traffic accident on the 29 Palms Highway there. Multi-car pileup out there, and the wind visibility, I understand, was pretty poor at the time. Blowing sand might have had something to do with it. And the Coast Guard is doubling down on Oceania amid China's coercive tactics, so says Admiral Carl Schultz. They are putting three of their new fast response cutters on Guam. How about that? Brand new cutters that they've got. They're going there, three of them. The National Guard, the Air National Guard, plans to roll out a new tuition assistance pilot program that offers guardsmen in 12 states and two U.S. territories up to $4,500 a year to help towards your schooling and your education. Not a bad idea. By the way, Turkey has launched the country's first indigenous submarine program known as the MILDEN, a Turkish acronym for National Submarine. So Turkey's starting to go into submarine business, building their own. And the key component of a British hypersonic air-breathing rocket engine with the potential to fly aircraft and space vehicles at Mach 5 speed has been successfully tested at a site in Colorado in the United States. How about that? Boeing company's close to selling 24 Chinook helicopters to the United Arab Emirates and the UK, according to Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy. This is a move that may assuage U.S. lawmakers who have rejected the service's plans to curtail purchases of the Chinook aircraft. This may help them to change their mind. We'll soon know now, won't we? By the way, the military and Veterans News segment, always brought to you by National Aviation Academy. Talked to a young man yesterday who had just enrolled there, National Aviation Academy. He had his uniform on. They give you a nice uniform to wear, a little esprit de corps. Saw him at the Publix that I was at, and I shook his hand, told him thank you very much, and appreciated him, and told him to tune in. His name was James. Told him to tune in, and I told him right about now I'd probably be saying hello to James from the National Aviation Academy, and I just did it. So there you go. Now, we're coming back, and when we come back, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Going to be talking about a lot of things with him. Of course, we always talk about the economy, but we're going to talk about this permanent ceasefire that came down yesterday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia. She's up there listening to us in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, and if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, and you've had it for a while, I got an idea for you. It's going to help you. If you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, muscle aches in general, let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, it's very simple. You go over to the website relieffactor.com/captain, and while you're there, sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start plan. Very simple, very easy. Take it the way it tells you. It'll be 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Take it with a meal and get it in your system, and I guarantee you about 80% of the folks right now that buy it stay on it because it works. It's that simple. It works. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you can let us know, just like Al did, how it's working for you up there in Nebraska. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us right now. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, the GOP, and they were going to choose the grandstanding, but I get the idea. 24 of them marched down some steps to get into the basement where they were meeting, where Adam Schiff and his crew were meeting, interviewing a witness, and they opened the door and walked in, and Adam Schiff got up with the witness and walked out the back door.
Yeah, listen, I guess they're a little ticked off at the fact that, you know, they're not allowed to see anything that's going on. I don't understand this process. I really don't know how this works, and how they're allowed to do anything like that. But, yeah, maybe it is a little bit of grandstanding, but it's also allowing, allowing the people understand just how screwed up this entire thing is. There was a, interesting, op-ed today in the Wall Street Journal, Matt, that I kind of thought it was kind of clever and funny. The suggestion was is that they were trying to compare it to football. If you're going to try to impeach a president and you fail, then the president should get a third term. It's kind of like the replay challenge in football.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to waste the time of the American people where the president and his agenda that he was the ministers, elected for,
uh-huh,
then he should get a third term. I thought it was kind of a clever idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad one, but here's the deal. People don't understand what's going on, and I'll try to explain it because Denise Simon and I just spent about half an hour on it. This is not an impeachment process they're going through, technically. It's an inquiry process, kind of like a grand jury. Where things are done behind closed doors. Now, the reason for this is probably because Mr. Adam Schiff was not only a district attorney back in the day, he was also a U.S. attorney, and this is what you would do with a grand jury. You put them behind closed doors, you do all the investigation, then you bring a charge against them. Unfortunately, the media and Nancy Pelosi and a few others came out and threw the charge out there to begin with, and now they're in there doing the investigation, so they're doing this all, pardon the expression, ass backwards.
Yeah, without a doubt. If you take a look at Adam Schiff's short career as a U.S. attorney, he was failed.
Mm-hmm.
He did a horrible job. The cases that he actually won were all overturned, so there, that's what you get.
Yeah. Now, not to be outdone, this is going to continue. They're talking about having a vote in the House before Thanksgiving on impeachment. I don't think it's going to happen because, quite honestly, I don't think they've got the votes. And the reason I say that is because there's 35 Democratic congressmen and women that are in states where it's very, very, very close, and they're in districts where they can't afford to screw around because the impeachment votes are not very popular. The impeachment's not very popular in those states in those 35 districts, and they're almost positively guaranteed of being voted out of office if they continue this.
Yeah, I don't know. What's going to happen next? I mean, if this thing fails, what are they going to do? I mean, what is next on the agenda? I think it's kind of to play the long game and try to, I would think it would be to try to extend this as long as they possibly could.
Yeah, well, let's hang on for a second. We got someone, I believe, wants to ask a question. Good morning, caller. What's your name and what's your question for Chris Markowski?
Yeah, hey, it's Sean in Tampa.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm wondering, have you heard anything about Trump actually getting his government fully staffed yet, or any judges getting passed through? Because all
yeah.
I hear about is the distraction that's going on. With
yeah,
the,
yeah, I can
hide all the crimes.
I can answer that right now. And thanks for the call, Sean. As a matter of fact, Chris, he's done very well with getting judges appointed because we are moving right along. And I've got the stat sheet right here in front of me. I get that just about every week. He's, let's see, he's got about less than 100 to go to have the judges fully qualified. As far as having everybody that he wants on his team, all the undersecretaries and all that, there are still some openings there, but he's chosen to go without having the full complement of folks. I guess maybe he's waiting for a second term to do that. What do you think?
I mean, I think, because we have the Senate, he's been able to push through a lot of judges, and he's actually
exactly.
got a lot through.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the staff is concerned, putting people on, I think he wants to reduce the amount quite honestly. I don't think he's, you know, really needs as many. I mean, that was one of the things. There was actually criticism that he received, is that he wasn't putting all these people in. He needed to have all these people in. I'm big at reducing the bureaucracy, quite honestly, and I think that that's what he needs to continue to do.
The one that raised the number of people on the staffs was Barack Obama and his people. They jacked the numbers up to where you had an assistant for this, an assistant for that, and then a deputy to this assistant and all that. That was Obama that did that.
Yeah, well, again, you want to lower that. Across the board, local level, state government, you name it, you know, you basically reduce government by attrition. You just say no more hires.
Right.
And get it down to size. That's why I think the direction you should head.
Right. And I'm talking, everybody, to Chris Markowski, to Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, President Trump said yesterday he will lift the sanctions on Turkey after the NATO ally agreed to permanently stop fighting Kurdish forces in Syria, and he defended his decision to withdraw the American troops, saying the U.S. should not be the world's policeman. What do you think about all that?
Now, you know what I think about this. I mean, I've been yelling and screaming about this for a while. I wish Trump would have actually moved much quicker in getting us in, out of various different places around the globe. He's been very poignant as of late, talking about our role as being the world's policeman and trying to get us out of this, more of this, not less, more places to get our troops out of. Just keep going, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I know a lot of the Defense Department establishment types in Washington, D.C., they don't like it. It's a gravy train. There's a lot of money involved. There's money involved in breaking things, and there's money involved in building things back up. So they don't like a lot of this. But, again, I don't think this is what our military is supposed to be doing, acting as a policeman. We need the strongest military in the entire world that says, do not mess with us. If you do, then there will be repercussions. But trying to, all these regime change nonsense and trying to decide and help these countries become something that maybe they're not capable of being hasn't been wise, in my opinion.
Well, the president warned that if Turkey does not honor its pledge for the permanent ceasefire, he will not hesitate to reimpose the sanctions, because earlier this month, he halted negotiations on a $100 billion, with a B, $100 billion trade deal with Turkey, raised the steel tariffs back up 50%, and imposed sanctions on three senior Turkish officials. Well, as of yesterday, he dropped all that, so we're back in the negotiating to buy $100 billion worth of steel from Turkey, which is a big deal when it comes to the money going back and forth between the two countries.
Yeah, listen, you know, of course it's a big deal for them. They obviously want some place to go through. And, you know, Turkey's, you know, there's obviously issues within that country and how authoritarian it is. But again, it's not our country. They are a NATO ally. And whether we like it or not, I mean, we have to treat them a little bit differently than these Kurdish groups. If that's not the case, I mean, some of these other Western nations, they want to suspend arms sales and do various things, that's fine. But, you know, hopefully we're pushing it to a direction where we're going to get some semblance of order and get us back in the Middle East.
Okay, well, here comes the music. I got to let you go. Talk to you tomorrow on Friday. Have yourself a great day.
You've got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And when we come back, after the top of the hour news, we're going to have Ron Edwards. He should be calling in from jolly old England. And his chip, as Cliff liked to say this morning, Ron Edwards. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.